Hi, guys. How's it going out there? Hey. Oh, I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It is, I don't know. We're going to make up this date. It's going to be March 6th. It's a Wednesday, 2024. Again, guys, we continue to go down this path of knowing that all this stuff just doesn't seem to be real relevant to us, does it? It just kind of just doesn't. And I don't know why we actually run around and continue to chase down the idea that we think that we know what's really going on in the world around us when we really don't. So today I'm having to bring the light down because I had the light up over there. So we're going to fix that real quick. Anyway, I did name today's episode Super Tuesday. Just because it doesn't really matter. I mean, Super Tuesday. We had a Super Tuesday. Oh, it's so super. Super duper Tuesday. Now, those of us that were not ready for it and really just thinking that Nikki Haley is going to do her come behind victory tour of, you know, Texas and California and, oh, she won New Hampshire. Whoa. Yay. She won New Hampshire. But then she, here's the thing, guys. She had already stopped scheduling any interviews and any commercials after today or yesterday. Yesterday was the last, like up until like 4 or 5 o'clock, that was the last of anything that she was doing at all. That is nothing else scheduled after today. She was like, well, what do I do with my day? Oh, I sure hope I know what I got. I got to get the spring planting in. So I got to kind of clear my schedule up for, you know, Wednesday, March 5th. That's what she just was like, you know, I got my home stuff I got to take care of. I'm going to be doing that. So I'll be busy, you know what I mean? But the problem with the whole thing is that she was just doing a money grab. And we know that the whole way. We know how that all works. John Kennedy says, Nikki Haley picks up my home state of Vermont. Well, are you a Nikki Haley supporter? Did you vote Nikki Haley? Are you trying to tell us something there, John? Are you trying to say that Nikki Haley needs to come back and grace us with her presence and all that good stuff? Maybe is that what we're doing? No? Anyway, so just think about it, guys. There's a lot of things going on here. What I want to point out to you, not that strong jaw Nikki who sold us out. Guys, by the way, Nikki Haley, when she went to the UN, she was not the dynamo that we needed her to be. Sorry, Nikki. I get that you were the ambassador to the UN, which means that you have an office in the UN building in New York City. Okay? Didn't the UN also get involved in, I don't know, ballot harvesting, ballot printing, ballot storage? What about the China embassies and different? Oh, yeah, we're not going to talk about any of that, right? John says he's a never Nikki. Oh, well, that just breaks my heart. I can't believe that John is a never Nikki-er. Lindsay, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. And looks like we have Scarlett or Jill is here as well. Good to see you guys. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. And as we go down through this stuff, we have to be mindful that there was a bigger play here. And this play, I think this falls into, I think that this is going to fall into, we're going to set Trump up for such an amazing victory that he's not going to realize how, in all of his glory soaking up and all the orange man bad glow, he's not going to realize that we have set him up, that we have done some shenanigans that will show that Trump cheated and he colluded with Russia to cheat. And we're going to cheat for him so well. We're going to cheat so hard that he is going to be pulled out of office. Now, we know that there will be a time when we will see that all this stuff comes to fruition and we see that all these things start coming out. But it does take time. Just like the CDC has now finally told you guys last was it Thursday or Friday, that they came out and said, just so you guys know, we're going to treat COVID like the flu, and we're going to qualify the PCR test as flu slash COVID, which was what it was all along, and we've always been doing that for decades now. And even when the PCR test out came out, we were just testing for a protein that exists when you're fighting off a virus. But we don't even know what a virus looks like. So this is what we have to deal with, guys. It is not even the mainstream media. Well, what are you doing, Daisy? Are you all happy to see me? Come on. Come on. Everybody wants to see you. Come on, Daisy. Oh, she's just full of it today. Come on. Arr. I don't know why she's grr today. She's all grr. She's ready to go. Come on. What are you doing? Come up here. Come here. Come here. All right, just run away. Deaf dogs are not always the easiest to communicate with because, I don't know, they don't get the tonations of things, right? Come here. Come on. Come on. Come up here so everybody can see you. Everybody. Oh. Arr. Okay. All right. You guys, come on. Come on. Come on. Jump up here. Jump up here. Jump all the way up here. Arr. I can't get her to see. Sorry, guys. She interrupts the show a lot. Anyway, as we go down this path of the CDC letting us know that it's just the flu.
Who would have thought? 4 years later? Hey, guys. I'm so glad you guys are here. I'd like to tell you about a little thing we call the flu slash COVID, fart in the wind. And it's going to kill you.
That means that all the ventilator stuff that they said they had to have, all that stuff that they needed to see, all those good things, and they were putting people on ventilators right away.
That was to kill people.
And I'm going to do a little something real quick here. I haven't talked about my buddy Andy in a long time. And I got to move these pictures. Now, remember, guys, I have these pictures on my desk because I brought them into existence. These are the childhood pictures I told you I wanted after my mom had passed. And they're still sitting right here. I need to go through them and have them. I need to have them digitally remastered. There's some stuff in here, too. There's a couple slides in here. Me as a little boy. I was in a long-sleeve collared shirt and some jeans with a belt on. Anyway, so this bothers me because I did start using this book as a way to write. I started journaling in it, and so I started journaling in this. So great, being grateful, right? And I needed to stay on top of this. I started writing it in August of 2022. And I did write in it through that year. And I did drop off. I should have kept going. And but this was a notebook written. This was a notebook that my buddy gave me. And they killed him. They killed him. He came down with symptoms, and they shipped him off to Springfield, Missouri. I didn't even get a chance to know what was going on, and before I knew it, he was gone. I talked to his wife a couple times and tried to console her and tried to be a part of it. He had built this leather binder for me, and he hand-stitched all this. This is all him. He put the protective corners on it. He put in here, it says, "We stand with all patriots." He's got a little eagle here for me. Gave me a pen with it and an extra filler. And I have not kept up. I gotta start using this again. But he did all this. He did all this work for me. He was a guy that was, I don't know, Kerry Heiserman. I don't know if you remember him, me talking about him back in the day. But he made this for me. He came over, says, "Man, I got something I want to give you." And I'm like, "Man, you don't have to give me nothing." And he's like, no, I got something for you. And he made that for me. And they killed him. Killed my friend. They killed a lot of people. They've made people go out and put this government chemical. Hey, Karen, good to see you. Thank you so much. And Laurent up in Canada. Good to see you, sir. Thank you so much for being here. Why is my thing's shadowing out again? And anyway, so they went and they told people to get on these ventilators if they had respiratory issues when they could have been just giving them some HCQ and some ivermectin and to get over it. By the way, every time I start to get a little, like right now I got a little bit of snot up there. I don't know what's going on, but there's nothing. I mean, nothing I can't breathe through, right? I know that's really disgusting to say, but the problem is this is where everything starts, guys. This is where all of this, you're not getting it. You don't get things in your throat. You get it in your nose, and the fungus that sits in here causes the allergic reactions that you say you have. That's what we're up against, guys. Funguses is what we're up against. But they use the flu. They use, why is my face so red today? There we go. Is that better? Anyway, they use the flu to go in and tell everybody to take these millions and millions of vaccines, billions of vaccines, and put them in their body and do all these things. And they didn't have to. And they killed my friend. And he is a good guy. He was a good guy. He still is a good guy to me. And I believe that he had a lot to offer, but they killed him. And it's sad that this is okay to happen this way. It's okay for those people to do this to people. I am upset that this happened. But his name was Andrew Cookson. And they killed him. And they didn't have to. They put him on a ventilator and they killed him. 80% of people that go on ventilators die from the ventilator. It's just part of the deal. To be put on a ventilator doesn't do anything except for extend life, but that's about it. Marsha Enderton, thank you so much. John says, I had two friends killed by the death vax in 2021. Yeah. And the sad part of this is that, you know, I look back and I really think about how, you know, this was in October of 2021 when this happened. And so this was a whole year and a half later, and they were still putting people on ventilators. You know, this is one of the last ones I got from her in September. It says, hi, Jim, this is Lee, Drew's wife. He took a turn for the worse this Friday and was in ICU due to low oxygen levels. He has tested positive for COVID today. He was airlifted to Cox Medical Center in Springfield. They have a pulmonary team there that can help him. And it was over. September 28th, it was over. And they killed him. Why? For the flu. Because they hated President Trump so bad. Because they hated a man who was trying to set you free. This is how hard they want to fight you guys. When they talk about this Super Tuesday that we had yesterday with all this stuff, it doesn't seem to make sense to me that we're over here celebrating Trump's victory, but in reality, Lawrence says, my brother got the jab and he was dead. It's sad, guys. But this is what they do to us. This is how they treat us. This is what goes on in our world. When we think that everything's okay, everything's hunky-dory, it's really not. So yeah, Trump had a victory today of the Supreme Court. He had the victory of Super Tuesday. We have all these victories. I get it. These are great. But what I am trying to point out to you is that what we saw yesterday is a bigger dichotomy of things. Yes, they're letting Trump run out ahead. They're letting him get all this rope out there. But I'm telling you guys right now, watch how they really do act on the backside of this. Nikki Haley was raising truckloads of money. Truckloads of money. Not like a dollar or two here or there. She was slaying it. Absolutely slaying it. And so as you think about this whole thing yesterday, remind yourself, what did you see with Joe Biden's numbers? And what I do is I'm pretty good about this. I'm like, oh, okay, Trump got 79% and Haley got 10%. 79%, 80%, there's about 11%, there's 11, 12% and they're missing Haley and Trump, right? Where did those votes go? Now, that didn't really happen with Trump and Haley, but I'm giving you an example of. What I want to point out to you is that Biden had numbers, and they had this, I watched Fox, and I watched Newsmax, and I watched C-SPAN. I tried to flip around to see what was saying. I even watched some CNN, and I'm watching the patterns, but I'm watching this where they're like, Biden, 79%, checkmark, wins Iowa. And then they got Wilkerson or whatever that lady was that's running, that she always just kind of runs. I don't know. It's just her thing to do. And she's got like 3%. I'm like, wait, so wait. So there's... I'm missing like 15%, 16% somewhere. This is where people in some states, you got to watch the trickery of this. In New Hampshire, where Nikki Haley ran, you go in there and you can vote for either side. You don't. It's not a Democrat primary or Republican primary. It's a primary. So you can walk in and say, I want, and you give me the voting ballot and I can vote for Trump or Haley or Mickey Mouse or whatever I want. What I'm pointing out to you is what they were trying to cover up last night is even in their polls where they're trying to control everything. And some of these are things that they can't control because they're caucuses and some weird traditional stuff that they've done. Look at the participation of the Trump voters going out to vote for Trump over Nikki Haley. So look at Nikki Haley's and Trump's numbers and combine them. And then look at Biden's number by himself. These numbers are a third to a half bigger than what Biden got total. But also there was uncommitted votes. Votes that did not go to Biden in the Democrat primary. So when people went in there to vote because they wanted to vote for their legislators and their city mayors and they had a down ballot, right? And they get in there, they want to vote. They want to vote for the down ballot. So they go up here and they're like, I can't do the pedo guy. I can't do the pedo in chief guy. So I'm going to go undecided. Guys, that undecided number was any, and then, by the way, they would say, oh, well, there's that undecided, it's like 2%, 2%, 3%. It's not a very big number. The problem with it is if you actually look at the numbers in real time, you're going to find that there were some 10s and 20% undecided, meaning that they were willing to vote for undecided instead of Joe because they had to vote in their Democrat primary. Do you see what I'm trying to say here, folks? And so when we call it Super Tuesday, I mean, yes, there was some little things given to Nikki Haley as a consolation prize as she was walking out the door. God forbid that we forget about her, and we got to give her a little pat on the head and say, well, thank you, Nikki, for playing along. You stuck it out longer than anybody else, but for no particular reason except for, I'm a girl, you can't tell me I can't. Ladies, can you start talking to each other and working out whatever, when you guys have your meetings, when you guys do the lady meeting thing, the annual, do you have like regional and district and then you got like, like state and then national meetings. Don't you guys do that? Like get together and say, hey girls, we're just not going to do the whole taking every dime from a man because we're divorcing him. We're not going to do that anymore. Or how about we don't run for offices, Fannie Willis, Letitia James, Nikki Haley, Hillary Clinton. I'm not saying they're not really great people, because Hillary, you know, she loves her grandkids or grandkid or daughter or spawn. I mean, she loves America. Just ask her. She'll tell you. How about the little girl that she ate the face off of? I bet she loved her too. My problem is, guys, is that we keep allowing these people like Letitia James and like Fannie and others. Oh, by the way, the Fannie case. I love how that sounds. I just love. Thank you, Fannie. Thank you, Fannie's mom. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I know she's probably an amazing. Fannie's mom is an amazing, amazing person. But I do love the fact that she named her kid Fannie. Love it. Thank you. Because you didn't know that she was going to go and do some sexting and then call her phone. By the way, guys, did you know what she labeled her iPhone? Okay, iPhone users. If you go into here to general, so you go to the settings and you go to general and you go to the about right here at the top, you can, you can name your phone. You can name your phone. So that like when you hook it up to the truck, it's like Big Jim's truck, you know, Big Jim's iPhone. Or, you know, I don't say that. I'm not Big Jim. But you can say, you know, like Gator's iPhone, you know, or whatever, right? Did you know what Fannie, do you guys know what Fannie, do you know what she named her phone? Gorilla Grip Meow. Just saying, you guys got to look up the rest of it. She's got herself some explaining to do, and it don't look good. Ken says, go to the celebrities who openly posted voting for Biden on social media and look at their comments. They're getting slaughtered by their followers. Oh, yeah. No, Jim, a woman of color. Oh, did I not use woman of color? What? I'm not allowed to say. Oh, Nikki Haley's not a woman of color. Oh, wait, yeah, she is a woman of color. Oh, crap. Sorry, Nikki. You just look too white. God, get it straight here. Did you know that she's going to spread? You didn't know she was going to spread her fanny for coworkers and for money and lie about it on the irony? By the way, Mr. Wade, the black gentleman who wore his glasses and would just fix them all the time and make enormously long pauses before answering any questions, was a ambulance chaser prior to being a go-get-em boy for Trump. Do you know that, guys, I do believe that Trump let them do this. For the life of me, as smart as, okay, I've met some people around Trump, and these people are not dummies. And I do believe that they knew all this stuff going in. And they're like, you know what we need to do? Let's just go ahead. Let's get this thing going. Let's get this thing rolling. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's get it in a trial. Come on. Oh, we lost our appeal to postpone it. Oh, boy, we sure did try. Oh, wow, we got to go to trial. So my point is that these ladies... ladies, you guys, when you guys get together in your meetings, can you guys talk to each other and, like, let's not put women out there that have married, that are were married, and then they're having sex and sexting and having a guy over at their house, and they show all the timelines and all that stuff. Carrie Heiserman, man, I forgot about that. Okay, we're going to talk about Fannie and the Girl Club here, and you guys got to start voting better and get the right kind of women in leadership. All right. Carrie Heiserman says, naming iPhones, is that like checking in at the corner of badass and cool shit? Yes, Carrie, that is. That's one of those things you do. When Facebook, you used to be able to check into places. When it first came out, I checked into my house. This was back when I first moved here. And I checked in, and I called it the corner of badass and cool shit. And so, like, I would have, like, you know, like, I had Friendsgiving dinner the Friday after Thanksgiving, have a bunch of friends over, I cook a turkey, the whole thing. And I would make an event, right? You know, like, oh, hey, where is it at? And I put in there my house. And my house came up as the corner of badass and cool shit. Or badass and cool shit. So I forgot about that. Thank you, Carrie, for bringing that back. But Carrie, just for posterity, I still have that photo. So Carrie came over, had a great time. Won a couple prizes at, I don't know why we were giving away prizes or whatever, but, I think we're doing an elephant gift thing. And, that was really funny. So Carrie, thank you for being a great, great friend about that and reminding me of the corner of badass and cool shit. So anyway, yeah. So girls, let's get back to the problem at hand here. And let's say that you guys quit putting people like Fanny out there. Now, Mr. Wade, the day after he filed for divorce, he was appointed as the lead attorney to go after Trump. Prior to that, he had not made much more than $100,000 a year for his entire lawyer career. This is all coming out. It's all out there. I'm paraphrasing. I'm scooping this up as fast as I can for you guys and giving it to you in a small little package. Now, corner badass and cool shit. I forgot about that. I'm going to see if I can get that back. Anyway, that's a cool name. But that was my house. My house is not even the corner. So there you go. Anyway. So, all right. He'll, Carrie, he goes, he got a, okay. So Carrie, you put it out there on Facebook. I'm going to put it out there. Carrie got a package in his gift swap, Tickle My Pickle and a Twinkie maker. So it was, you guys can just run with that or talk to Carrie. He seems to be okay with it. Oh yeah, we could do that. Jim Price on the corner of badass and cool shit. I'm going to do that. I'm going to talk to Pam Tucker, my t-shirt lady. And, I'm going to see what I can do. I'm going to do that. That'd be worth it, guys. Yeah, I'll just make it. You know, like how the PGA has the Masters. They got that flag kind of in the thing. I'm gonna do the same thing. I'm gonna just put like a flag there, and I'm gonna put the whole United States, and I'm just gonna put it in the middle and say, Jim Price, you know, home of the Jim Price Show, the corner of badass and cool shit. I'm just going to do that. I'm going to do it. You guys got me talked into it. I think that's a great idea. And Jill says she wants one, and Lindsay says, I will buy one. Well, there you go, guys. There's my new idea for a t-shirt. We'll get them up there. I'll sketch something up, and we'll do it. You guys, I got to get back to the show. There's so much to talk about. We can't talk about badass and cool shit all the time. I love it, guys. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome. All right. So, I at least sold like three or four of them there. So we'll do that. I'll get it logoed up, guys. It'll be good. And what I'll do is I got some ideas. So just hang in there, folks. We're going to do it. Anyway, t-shirt time. All right. And, we'll make, you know what? Oh, and I'm not, gosh, I gotta stop. All right. So anyway, ladies, so Fanny hires her boyfriend the day after he files for divorce, which was probably terms of agreement. And prior to that, he was on an 8-hour Zoom that he charged Georgia $2,000 for with the White House. And then he went to D.C. and spent another 8 hours in the White House in closed-door meetings and charged the Georgia people the flight, the hotel, and also the time. He has made $1 million off of the Georgia voters. Did you know that? So Wade's thing is really falling apart about as fast as it can get. It can, you can't stack it back together, guys. It's a house built on shifting sand, right? So this is getting worse. So the Georgia State Senate has now got a special committee investigating the Fulton County DA Willis, and also looking at Terrence Bradley, which was his business partner. But remember, Fanny also got to go to Belize, and she doesn't know what country Belize is in. Well, you go look at your passport, sweetheart, and you can see that the country of Belize is the country of Belize.
Hello? I don't know. You tell me, man.
Let's do this. There is the city of Belize as well, but she didn't know where Belize was at, and that's kind of mind-numbing in a lot of ways, but... And it's just south of the Yucatan Peninsula. It's the, you know, that little part when you're going around the Gulf there, that little part that juts out, the Yucatan Peninsula, it's on the back side of that. So it's South America. So she went to South America. It's like a 3-hour flight from Miami. It's not a big deal. I don't even think it's 3 hours. Anyway, she didn't know what country Belize was in. Put it on a coffee mug, says Claudia. Hey, Claudia, thank you for being over there on Twitter. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that. Well, I will do that, Claudia. I think that's a great idea. Thank you for that, Claudia. Yeah. Instead of Fanny, let's go with... John wants me to call her Us. Us? Us? Asshole. I don't think that translates very well into, I don't know what that means. Anyway, so, all right, somebody's going to get mad that I used offensive language on the Jim Price Show. Anyway, this has been fantastic, guys. Thank you for this. But as we talk about Super Tuesday, Fanny, Letitia James, I don't. What's the other lady in D.C.? The other dudes in D.C.? There's a whole case going. D.C., New York, Georgia. Anyway, so Fanny had to have the mugshot for Trump in Georgia. Remember, that was her personal demand, that he was not to leave the building until he was mugshot. Shot. It did not matter. So just think about that. There's no vitriol there. Fanny the wench. Oh, yeah, Fanny the wrench. Boy, she sure threw a wrench in that monkey works. Anyway, so let's go to her buddy. Her buddy is not going to the guy who couldn't figure out. Well, I didn't really say. Well, I didn't mean, you know, the black guy that was Wade's business partner. That he was also making money on this case because it was the firm who was... Here's Daisy. Hey, Daisy. Yeah, you coming back around? Yeah. I know. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I know. She just wanted to be a part of the show, you know. Hey, guys. All right, enough distraction today. We have really important... Fanny is in the news. We got to talk about her. Anyway, so that's going to blow up in their face because that guy is actually making money on this too, so he's going to have to... You'd be culpable in the whole thing. So we have an ambulance chaser who gets to be a multimillionaire now because he's getting all the state dinners and all the accolades and all the different stuff. So that's fine. And as that's all coming apart, I do believe this was a great big setup. I do believe that. And there's another lady out there. Now, I don't know if you guys knew about this lady, the Illinois mayor. She actually, remember the black lady I was telling you about who was buying dresses and had a security guard? See, remember Fanny has her own security team, costs like $1 million a year to keep her secure out of the county budget. Yeah, it's like a multi-million dollar thing for Fanny to have her personal security. Well, there's a lady, Democrat Dalton, Illinois mayor, vetoes resolution to investigate her own corruption and misuse funds of lavish trips, $1 million security detail. The mayor previously came under fire for shutting down businesses that don't donate to her. And she's also pictured with your pedo in chief as well. And she has really, really been upset with you guys that you guys have bothered to look at her whatsoever. But her security team, you know, hands her out of the door and, you know, the whole thing. It's very, very lavish. But this lady, she is absolutely... she's in trouble. She's absolutely in trouble, and she has got a lot of people mad at her. But she how do they allow her to vote at all? Tiffany Hayard came into the crosshairs of the FBI investigation for abuse of her power after she shut down the businesses that didn't donate to her campaign. This is another lady of color, another black lady who is out there doing this, and she just, Ken says, reminds me of Newsom and Panera Bread. Well, there is a pattern. There does seem to be a pattern, and if you would just accept the fact that you're wrong for even questioning them, what is this? Police are the scene of a massive shooting, including a bus full of numerous people and have been shot inside. So Pennsylvania, Philadelphia is now and having a shooting on a public bus. God, there's just nothing sacred. You know, for men, we got to get back into our positions of authority. That's how we fix the families. We put God and fathers back in the home, and you guys will quit having public executions of people. It's not the gun, it's the person. Just like a car. Just like the guy who drove the van through Washington, D.C. and tried to ram the White House. It's just a car. It's just a moving van. Did we ban all those? No. Guys, by the way, guys, we're going to go back to gun statistics right now before we start talking about any of this, because it's a big election year, so we got to talk about guns. That's where we're going to see gun violence start taking off. We're going to see more mass shootings. We're going to see some more school shootings, some more Walmart shootings, some more mall shootings. It's going to happen. This is how this works. If you take gun suicides out of the gun statistics, you're more likely to be beat to death with a hammer than you are shot to death with a gun. Even with the mass shootings, even with the Vegas shooting, even with Columbine, even with Sandy Hook, all of those, you take out gun suicides out of the gun statistics and you will not have a problem with guns. You will have a problem with hammers. Just remember, facts matter, even though they don't use them. So anyway, Edward, he was playing with me. He says he was so offended. So the problem with Fannie and all this stuff is that we have people like this mayor, Tiffany Hayard, it's in Illinois. It's Dalton, Illinois. Look it up if you want. She is a tool from the word go. She has been, I don't know how they let her veto her own investigation. That's how dumb government is, guys. You think government, when they're like, oh, we're going to charge you with a crime and you're guilty, you're going to go to jail. Woo, we got our pound of flesh. Boy, we did the right thing. They let things like this go on all the time in government. And you think that the Justice Department isn't full of it? Listen to what's happening here. FBI investigated this lady and they've done nothing when she shut down businesses that did not donate to her campaign. That's mafia stuff. No wonder she feels so entitled. If the FBI isn't doing anything to her, then how could she be? She's just untouchable. And so why if we know that the FBI and other ones are not doing their job, then why is it that we need to pull over for the red and blue lights behind us? Why do we need to pull over for a police officer? Why do we need to pay our taxes? Why do we need to do any of this stuff, this governing thing? Why are we complying to this? If they can't even do their basic job, if bureaucracy is really running it, then what is really law enforcement except a thug extension of those who tell them what to do? And they're so stupid. Yes, I said law enforcement is so stupid to continue to do this when they know what's better. Or do you not know what's better? See, these are questions you have to ask yourself. Ask yourself, I'm not going to tell you how to think. I have a problem with what I keep seeing as a very, very big lack of transparency. Oh, you can't tint your windows on your truck. You can't tint your windows on your car. But a cop car can be fully blacked out. All the windows are blacked out. All the car is blacked out. They can turn off all the lights on the car, including the dome lights, to make sure that the doors open without lights on. They get all this secret crap they do when they run around and they're hiding in spaces to get you LIDAR'd and do all this stuff. You guys got to stop because it makes you look like creeps. It makes you look bad. You know, in other countries in Europe, their police officers have great big checkered pattern hats and vests and labels on the cars. They don't do undercover investigations like they do here in America. They don't do undercover infiltration. They don't hire a law enforcement to go commit crimes with criminals and then jail the criminals committing the crimes while the cop was committing crimes with them. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. We don't have immunity in that system. The cop cannot commit crimes and then hold them accountable for the crimes they're doing. It doesn't work that way. It sounds stupid when you say it out loud. But we have to be transparent. We have to be clear about what's really going on in the world around us. This thing with Fannie, the thing with Letitia James in New York, the stuff going on in Illinois, all these different things. Why do we keep seeing these women of color, these black women, getting themselves into positions that are causing them to look bad? Why do we keep seeing law enforcement like FBI and the NSA, the CIA, all these others going down and raiding Mar-a-Lago when we got Uncle Joe sitting there with his my Corvette? It's the safest place on earth, boy. But goo goo goo. Are you serious, man? Why don't you tell me about how your wife died, Joe? Tell me how that little thing got taken care of for you. How is it your boys didn't die, but your wife and daughter did? See, this is it, guys. This is where we keep going back around and around and around. And as long as we keep talking about Hillary's laptop with Anthony Weiner in it. You know, Anthony Weiner's laptop with her little insurance policy. How about the fact that Hunter Biden's own psychologist had a copy of the laptop? How about the fact that Hunter Biden has been selling crayon drawings for hundreds of thousands of dollars? How about a guy who says he doesn't have any money but pays $25,000 a month to live in California over there? How about we know that Job sit there and goes, oh, yeah, I made these deals, but I'm too stupid to hold trial. I don't know what you want me to do. I'm not a judge. Oh, what? But I'm going to run the country. See, this is a problem, guys. When we got Super Tuesday yesterday, and we're all celebrating that Trump had a victory. But why? Why did he have a victory? Who is in control? Who let that happen? What's really coming down the pike? What are we getting really ready to pay for that we didn't see coming? How is this going to end for us? See, there's all these questions, right? There's all these things out there. Oh, the CDC says it's just the flu. Well, we said that all along. Well, you know, Joe's a big old pedo, and he was dating his girl. You know, he was, you know, sleeping with his nanny who was underage, and then his wife died, so he married his nanny. Who would have thought? See, did mom Biden find out about Joe putting it to the nanny, and so he got rid of her because he liked what the younger girl was doing? I mean, he could have just divorced her. Not a big deal. Oh, but he's a Catholic. We don't do that one, Catholic. Scranton Joe. Wabagoo-goo. How about Hillary Clinton? She's a great woman. Oh, wait. Never mind. That's right. Her and Uber Aberdeen have a different agenda, but Uber Aberdeen is now hanging out with George Soros' boy, and so that's fine. Seriously, guys? We're not seeing the patterns? When we talk about this, when we call them out on their bad behavior, when we say it's no longer acceptable, that's how you stop it. Do you want to normalize people? Do you want people to be normal? Then talk to them. If someone in your family is a little weird, spend time with them. Spend time with them. The longer you spend time with them in social situations, they will get less weird. You can unweird them. How do you keep the government and other agencies and entities going out and destroying America? By calling them out on the behaviors you're seeing in real time. What do you see the NSA, the CIA, the FBI, all these other three-letter agencies, the alphabet agencies, what do you see them doing? Call them out. Call out the Fed Reserve. Call out what is really going on. Do not hold back. Ukraine is nothing but a bogus money laundering machine. Carrie says, Gates, Waltons, and Zuckerberg all sold off billions of Wall Street. Nothing is on the horizon. Well, yeah. Yeah, the Walton family sold off about $4.5 billion in their assets. Guys, you don't think Walmart's not going down? Walmart's a turd. That thing's been circling the drain and going down and down and down. In fact, I remember a couple years ago, I had a conversation with an ex-Walmart executive who was very well connected. And they're like, oh, Walmart's on the grow. Boy, they're doing everything they can. Boy, they're doing amazing work. And blah, 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 blah. I'm like, no, Walmart's in decline. They've plateaued already. They're going down. Just like TG&Y, just like the Five and Dime, just like Smitty's, just like Albertsons, just like all these other ones who they start out like their little, you know, Five and Dime store, little this and that store, and then they get into groceries, and then they get into clothes, and then they get into furniture, and they get into auto repair, and then they go boonk. Look at Sears. Sears did the same path. The only reason Sears or Craftsman's even a thing is because it had a name brand recognition, not because their stuff was worth it. So now Lowe's, you go to Lowe's and buy Craftsman. You don't go to Sears anymore. Isn't that crazy? See, guys, this is all cyclical. We see these cycles coming up, but if you don't start calling these out and seeing what's really going on around you, you're going to fall for it. Now, Sam's, the Walmart brand is declining. Did they sell out? Yeah, because why? They want their cash on hand. They want Bitcoin. They want gold. They want silver. And this is what's happening to our world right now, guys. They're running away from the American currency. Now, if we keep going down the path we're going on, yes, this whole thing is going to crash and burn, and a lot of people are going to be hurt by it. A lot of people like you and I will lose a lot. But again, what do I know? I'm not a doctor. I'm not a prophet. If I was, I'd probably be, you know, I'd live in a bigger house and fly in a private jet, and I'd sell you Christianity. I could sell you salvation on TV, and I could pump you full of sunshine and tell you how, you know, if you just do this and do that, and you get to Jesus better and all this good stuff. But guys, at the end of the day, I'm showing you what's really going on, and I want you guys to be better, and I want you guys to be amazing. I want you guys to think about how the world around you can be a better place because you are going to be better. And you guys have done such amazing work. All of you guys who are out here commenting and are being amazing on the show and going through all this stuff and talking about all these things, it's great to have you here because I see you guys growing. I see the growth in you guys. Carrie Heiserman, you've grown a lot, man. You're a heck of a guy. John Kennedy, again, these are great guys. Lindsay, Karen, who else do we have out there? And these are people I know that I have met personally. Jill, these are people who are working on them. And this is where we get to choose to be different. When I see you guys working on you, I get excited. When I see you guys impressing me with all these different things that you're getting involved in, you're getting your vitamins, you're getting in your minerals, you're getting your body right, you're getting your heart right, that's what we do to win this thing. You live longer and you live happy and it screws up their game. That's it. Living longer, living happier. I'm not asking you to go out and do anything weird. But live longer. Get your health right. Get the inflammation out of your body. Live happier. Do things that actually just are the simple stuff. And find the joys in those things. If it's just walking, if it's sitting in your backyard, if it's sitting on your front porch, if it's just going to the grocery store and watching people walk around in a daze while you sit there and go, man, I'm sorry you're going through that. I wish I could help you. And maybe you stop and talk to them and you make their day just a little bit better. Maybe you tell them it's going to be okay. Maybe you just say, hey, you know what? You go ahead of me in line. What is it, 2 or 3 minutes out of your day to let someone else cut in front of you? Who cares? Are you in that much of a hurry? Those little things you do, this is about, remember the 10% we do for a neighbor, community, a city, the county, the neighbor, the community, the city, the neighbor, the guy right next door, the community, the neighborhood, you know, neighbor, community, city, county, state, federal government. See, this is a trickle-up effect, right?
When you do it for your neighbor and you do it for your community and you do it for your city and you do it for your state and you do it for, see how it goes? The county and the state and the federal government, you go up, 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 up. You bubble up the goodness. It starts with you. It starts inside of here. You guys have always been the answer. The Constitution tells you you're not limited by the Constitution. The Constitution limits the government. That is the key to all this. Yes, being able to pop off these topics, you know, you listen to Jim Price talk about these things and being able to go back and recall and go, oh, whoa, no, that's BS. That's not how that happened. Let me show you. Oh, let me show you. Jim, here, let me send you Jim's episode. I'll share Jim's episode. You just watch what he said about that. He'll explain the whole thing to you. When you have knowledge, you are king. Knowledge is king. That is it. When you know, you know. When you have that, they can't take it away. If they put me in a concrete box right now and say they'll never let me see the light of day again, that defines them. They are the bad guys. What am I in jail for? What am I being prosecuted or persecuted for? Why would you do that to me? There is a reason that they don't want you to know things. There is a reason they don't want you to be a part of things. There is a reason that they want to keep dumbing you down. And guys, I don't think I'm that smart. I think there's far more intelligence out there to have, but I'm trying to bust through the scabs and the shell and the mud and the blood of things and getting away from their old system. And it's terribly difficult. And maybe not having had the best childhood and going through all those things and not being, you know, fully involved, maybe that's okay. Maybe that gave me a chance to not absorb all the crap they were really trying to put me through or you through. By the way, another regional bank in New York, New York Community Bank Corp, has been halted. They're going to go ahead and be insolvent. We're going to see more of that going on. Also, the MSNBC lady Joy Reid says that Republicans are voting to drive blacks out of colleges. By the way, colleges are creating black-only dorms because blacks are demanding themselves away from other races. Isn't that reverse racism? Isn't that Jim Crow? I mean, isn't that what we said that we don't do in this country? But yet people are rushing back to it and they're demanding it. Black people are demanding their own dorms away from other people. This is how we get crazy. This is how we look stupid because we don't mingle and we don't combine with each other. I'm not talking about like having, you know, orgies. I'm just saying talk to people. Normalize these conversations. Yeah, people like actor Drake Bell is also talking about how Nickelodeon, when he was 15, yeah, they were having sex with him. The Nickelodeon producers, the speech coach, language coach, were doing that with him. We're again seeing these stories coming out where the evil is all around us over and over and over again. And we start talking about it. We start saying, hey, this is not going to happen. It's not what we're going to put up with. Then it stops. Also, boxing superstar Ryan Garcia says that he has claims of evidence of elite child trafficking, alleges he was forced to watch children being raped, and says he has video proof. See, this is, again, where we go around, guys, and we see these things going on, and we don't say that it's real. We say that things aren't happening, but there are things in the highlights of our day, every single day, saying, yes, that we are winning and we are going to get better. It will get better. We are better. It is in your hands. You are the power. That's as simple as that. All right, guys. Well, that's about it for me. And I know that we went around and around on a lot of things and Super Tuesday and Fanny and Letitia James and the Corner of Badass and cool shit. But, hey, guys, this is the world we live in where this is how the string board works. All these things touch each other. LaFanny's boy has been up in D.C. She went to D.C. This is all part of that. Guys, pay attention to the world around you. These people are telling you what's really going on. And when you have that knowledge and you push back on them, that stops that bad behavior. Stop stupid people, crazy people from saying crazy things by talking to them, by talking it out, by getting it out there. You guys are the difference. All right. Remember the 10% we do for our neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government. The more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. Learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. There will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line. Hold fast. Do not give up. Do not give in. We will win. I promise. I don't make promise I can't keep, guys. You've always been the answer. Remember, the Constitution limits the government, but never limits you. Don't ever, ever think that you guys have to bend the knee to anybody. I will die on my feet. I will never live on my knees. If they want me to bend the knee, they want me to worship, they want me to bow my head to them, well, just put the bullet to my forehead, boys, because I am not taking it. I'm not going to put up with your crap. I am better off living on my own terms than putting up with your secured slave state that you've put us into. This is a slave planet, guys. The monetary systems that we are living under are so abusive, and they've been here for hundreds and hundreds of years. The Rothschilds, the Bilderbergs, guys, pay attention to the world around you. You don't have to live in this system. Create your own parallel economy, walk away from them, get your mind right, brush your teeth with your left hand tomorrow, put your shoes on differently, do something different every single day than the normal routine you have, and break away from the matrix. It's as simple as that. All right, guys, well, thank you so much for everything you guys have been doing. It's been awesome seeing you guys today. Great comments, everybody. Lindsay, Jill, John Kennedy, Carrie Heiserman, we had so many out there. Claudia over on X, as well as Edwards over there on X, doing a lot of great comments. Thank you guys for being there. Don't ever give up on yourself, guys. You guys have been amazing. And I do think I'm going to be gone Friday. Looks like I will be in Tulsa, Oklahoma for a meeting down there with General Flynn. So I'll be busy with that. So I will be doing a show tomorrow. Don't go anywhere for tomorrow, but it looks like I will be down there as far as I know. So, guys, it's been fantastic having you guys. I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys all be good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.